is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. And planetary geology, the fact that we have such a category, is a wonder. However, Bob is applying it to Ganymede. Ganymede and the surface stripes that we see. Bob, the grooved surface of Ganymede is how you title your piece. What are you seeing that's of interest here?
This is a picture that was processed by two citizen scientists, Gerald Eisenstadt and Thomas Tomopoulos, from a Juno image that was taken back in June of 21, when the Jupiter orbiter Juno did a close flyby of the moon Ganymede. When it did that, it took four pictures. So they've been reprocessing those pictures, and this is one of the present images they've reprocessed. And it was spectacular because it really highlights the grooved patchwork of Ganymede. It's very strange. No one understands this at all. Though I have a second post on Behind the Black called A Typical Glacier on Mars, which shows that these grooves invoke glaciers, though they just don't, they're not in the environment you'd expect the glacier to be. Ganymede is covered with patches of grooves, and the grooves move parallel to each other, but in different patches. They go in different directions, and they cross over each other, and it's a completely random pattern, and it's not understood in the slightest. But this picture gives us an example of that. And the other picture from Mars gives a typical example of what a glacier looks like both on Mars and on Earth, where flowing downhill, the ice gets confined within a canyon. And when it does so, you see these lineated grooves on the surface. And they're indicating the layers within the glacier. And they're also indicating flow direction, much like rapids, water going through rapids. But you don't have canyons on Ganymede. You just have a flat surface with lots and lots of grooves moving parallel in an area of a patch and then parallel in another area of a different patch and crossing over each other. It's very strange.
And, Bob, is the logic of this, are glaciers possible on Ganymede?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, what we might be looking at is an icy surface. This is theorized. This is not a new. This is not new idea. This is an icy surface where over time, because of the rotation of the planet and tidal forces, the icy surface shifts and moves, kind of like plate tectonics on Earth. I guess, I don't know. The JUICE probe that Europe has launched, that's heading for Jupiter, to orbit Jupiter in 31, that's specifically designed to study these icy moons of Jupiter, such as Ganymede. We'll get some really good pictures when it finally arrives and a better understanding of this strange surface.
All right, that was the Juno flyby. Now we go to the big one, James Webb Space Telescope, that's been watching Enceladus, one of Saturn's moons. What's it seen, Bob?
Scientists use the infrared cameras on Webb to take a look at the water ice plumes that come out of the tiger stripes of the Saturn moon Enceladus. And what was interesting, these are not new discovery. They know these vapor plumes come out. It's almost like an ice water volcano, you could say. They know this occurred, but the water, because of Webb's high resolution in infrared, it was able to detect a water vapor plume coming out of Enceladus that spanned more than 6,000 miles of direction. And it also indicated how that water being ejected from Enceladus interacts with the rings of Mars and shapes them. So that's just where I have the infrared image up, a false color infrared image up on my website so you can see what it looks like. And it's just, you know, once again, where there are things going on here having to do with underground water and ice in the far solar system that we are just learning about and don't understand.
And we go to a surface of Mars, something we have a little better understanding about. This is a crater that is cracking. To what end?
This is the high latitudes of the northern plains of Mars, very close to the North Pole, and we're basically looking at what looks like cracking ice inside the crater and around the crater. There's ice sheets here. We're far enough north. What's interesting is this a caldera of an ice volcano, or is this an impact crater that's become a pedestal because of erosion around it? And I can't tell you the answer, John. It just looks very strange.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. He also explores the solar system and beyond.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.